A plan to add a work requirement to 10-care seems to be in doubt. The top Republican in the state Senate is raising some questions about the cost and design of the proposal, and as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, that's delayed a final vote.
The idea of requiring 10-care recipients to work at least 20 hours a week or enroll in school is appealing, not just to state lawmakers, says Senate Speaker Randy McNally, but also to many Tennessee voters.
If you poll that issue, I think most people agree that working able-bodied people ought to have a work requirement or a school requirement. But if you poll it with the cost, I think you might get some different answers.
Budgeters estimate it'll cost the state nearly $45 million to monitor a work requirement. That works out to more than $10,000 for every person the program will discover should be working but hasn't been. That's because 10-care already bars most able-bodied adults. Only those who can show they're caring for someone else, like a child or a disabled relative, are allowed to enroll. The upshot is the work requirement would cost far more than it would save the state. And lawmakers propose raiding another safety net program, cash assistance to needy families, to pay for it. McNally suggests those who want the work requirement figure out solutions to all these problems before a final vote takes place. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.